Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Without trees, hammocks would just be blankets on the ground. Like hammocks and naps, being around trees lowers your blood pressure. Trees work. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Step to B Square.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Oreck. They have seven locally owned and operated Oreck home centers throughout the St. Louis area. You can also find their wares online at OREcK. That's Oreck. .com. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now time to talk movies and showbiz and nightclubs. And for that, Mr. Joe Hipperson is here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Hey, happy Friday to you too, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm stoked because I believe somewhere around 40 degrees this weekend. Oh, man. Can't wait.
Where?
Huh? I saw something like 46 degrees on
Sunday.
Here
over the weekend.
I've already dusted off the pea coat, man. Can't wait. I got the sweater vests, everything.
That sucks.
So close to 90 today was not your kind of weather, obviously.
No.
He hates warm weather.
I do.
It's weird.
I'm very cold inside, Paul. Sorry, man.
All right, let's talk about movies. And one of the movies we have to talk about is a movie that I think is going to probably be proclaimed among the year's best movies, and I think it's going to probably do a huge box office this weekend. It's called Gravity, with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. And now let me run down the rest of the cast for you. Ed Harris. This completes the entire cast of the movie Gravity. And you don't even see Ed Harris. He's the voice of Mission Control.
And immediately, you probably seem to be familiar with it because he was the voice of Mission Control and Apollo...
Well, he wasn't the voice of Mission Control. He was Gene Kranz, who was the flight director for Apollo 13. That's where people know him. And, of course, he was also John Glenn in The Right Stuff. So he has some space history. Gravity is about Sandra Bullock as a civilian... who's a member of the team that goes up to on a space shuttle to work on fixing the Hubble Space Telescope. And George Clooney is the astronaut who's the commander of this mission. It's his last mission, his last chance to be in space. And there's a crew of a whole bunch of other people. And I'm going to give away the part of the plot that's not really a giveaway because it's in every commercial. There is, for some reason, a Russian missile accidentally hits a satellite, and that satellite debris hits other satellites and knocks them off course, and now there's all this debris that's up there in orbit around the Earth, and of course, these astronauts are on board a spacecraft that is orbiting the Earth at 18,000 miles an hour, and eventually the domino debris
effect.
Exactly. The debris runs into them, and essentially not only does it knock out this communications with Earth because the satellites are knocked out, but also the spaceship that they are attached to, because they're doing an extra vehicular activity, they're outside working on the telescope, it gets hit by this flying debris, which goes through it like nails through cheese, and just cuts right through it, and pretty soon they are drifting in space, and they have no spaceship anymore, and it's just the two of them, Clooney and Bullock. And George Clooney in this movie plays George Clooney. I don't mean that he is actually playing himself, but he is that exact same suave, sophisticated George Clooney, glib, clever guy that you always hear.
Danny Ocean.
Always kind of a wink in his eye when he's delivering.
Yes, very Danny Ocean, absolutely. And Sandra Bullock, I think, is going to be nominated for an Academy Award for her role as this civilian who's up there. You know, she's not just somebody who won a lottery to go up there. She didn't win the Mark Burnett reality show opportunity to go up to space. She's a scientist herself, but not an astronaut, although she had trained to be an astronaut and go up there. And when it's just the two of them, the movie sounds like this.
Aim. Fire.
Break! You have to break!
Can's empty. Hit hard, grab a hold of anything you can.
Movie is going to sound like right
kinda,
there.
Kind of sounds hot, actually.
Sounds like a sex scene with Clooney and Bullock, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just hold on.
They are trying to get from their devastated spaceship to the International Space Station to save themselves. And right there is the point where I can't tell you much more about the plot without giving it away. I will tell you that the plot itself is pretty good, at times nail-bitingly good. But I will tell you that the star of this movie is not George Clooney. The star of this movie is not Sandra Bullock. The star of this movie is the director, a guy I've never heard of before, named Alfonso Cuarón.
Ooh, he's the guy who tricked out the Harry Potter films into the third one and is responsible for the direction going darker with every single episode following.
Well, I will tell you that the special effects in this movie are so good. I think they set a new standard in special effects. I think they're going to change movies the way Star Wars changed movies in 1977.
Did you see this in 3D?
I did see it in 3D.
Because they're saying the 3D is as good or better than Avatar.
Well, James Cameron even said this, you know, trumps what I did with Avatar. This is the new standard.
Up until I saw this movie, I have never liked the movie in 3D or thought that I needed to see it in 3D.
Whoa.
In this case, not only do I think you need to see it in 3D, but you know, obviously, this is a movie you have to go see in a movie theater on the biggest screen you can possibly find.
Now, how about a person that gets motion sickness and stuff?
There is going to be a little bit of that, but you're just going to have to turn your head and cough.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds very intrusive.
The I'm telling you, the special effects in this, you are absolutely going to believe that these two people are in space. You're not going to say to yourself, oh, well, that's obviously a backdrop. Because, and I don't know how they did it, and I'm purposely not going to read articles about how they did what they did in this movie, because I just was completely absorbed by the way the effects worked with these people in it. I'm sure that there are stories about how this is different from the way every other movie has been made, and we'll explain everything in detail about it, and how when you see Sandra Bullock in this thing, she's not really in this thing, she's in another thing, and they put her upside down, and I don't want to know any of that. All I'm going to tell you is when you see this movie, you're going to completely say to yourself over and over again, whoa, that's unbelievable.
Now, I've paid attention to a lot of your critiques on films.
Yeah.
And if I was reading a transcript, I would imagine that you absolutely loved this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the inflection in your voice is leading me to think not so much.
Here's what's keeping me from giving it a 10. Some of the dialogue, especially some of Clooney's dialogue, is corny, and I don't believe an astronaut would ever talk like that in a crisis situation like what develops in this movie. And the other part of it is there are tiny little scientific parts of this movie. I've asked friends of mine who are scientists, including one who's an astronomer and knows everything about all the stuff that goes on in this movie. And he said, yeah, I could nitpick. Here's a point. Here's a point. Here's a point. But he even told me, forget about those things. Forget about the fact that the satellites and the space station are never at the same orbit. There's no chance that what happened in this movie could ever happen. Completely forget about that, because like me, he was completely blown away by the special effects and what you end up seeing on the screen. So I'm giving this movie a 9.
Wow.
Instead of a 10. What's the last time you heard me give a movie a 9? I'll tell you, it was the movie earlier this year called In a World.
Yeah.
Which was a comedy, romantic comedy. This is easily the best drama of the year.
Wow. Okay. I'm blown out, man. That's really,
Have you seen any of the commercials or trailers for it?
I've seen there's a couple of YouTube channels that release actual clips of the film, probably similar to what we listened to earlier.
Yes.
And I've seen some of that and thought to myself, wow, this is great. But you know what? I'm looking at this on maybe a tablet or I'm looking at it on a phone. So I'm imagining the reason I'm not so geared up based on the footage I've seen is because I need to see it in a theater.
Do not save this one to see on your home screen. I don't care if you've got a 42-inch, a 53-inch, a 102-inch screen in your house. I don't care how big the screen in your house is. It's not as big as the biggest screens and the biggest theaters in the St. Louis area. That's where you have to see this movie. Don't wait and whatever you do. Oh, the worst thing you could do for this movie is to Netflix it on your iPad. It's just not going to seem the same because you have to be enveloped in this vast open space that these characters end up in, particularly Sandra Bullock in a couple of scenes where the camera, and this is, I've never seen this before. The camera at one point is on her face and you see the reflection of the earth. You see reflection of lights off of her visor. And then the camera moves in and in one continuous shot, it comes in and now you're inside the visor with her point of view. How do they do that? I don't know. And I don't want to know. I just want to be amazed at that as I'm watching the movie. And you do get a little bit of the claustrophobia that she's feeling as she's breathing like crazy in that exciting scene that we just played there, which means nothing because you didn't see it. This is not a movie you can listen to and understand. You have to see it. But there are parts of this movie where she is in her spacesuit, and there are plenty of scenes where she's all alone in the vast darkness of space and trying to figure out what do I do next inside this suit, which is running out of oxygen. And I've got to find a solution, otherwise I'm going to be dead and drifting in space forever. That's how desperate the situation becomes in this movie. And wow, technically, it is stunning. I can also remember, I mentioned Star Wars. I can also remember in 1969, the first time I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey, which I also saw in those days you had to see in a movie theater. And I saw it on a big, big 70-millimeter print on a big screen in a movie theater. And it was stunning what Kubrick did then. You watch 2001 now, yawn, boring, it's slow, those effects don't look like anything.
There's that weird acid trip scene.
You know, but even before that, all the other stuff where they're in the spaceship, it was unbelievable to see that. Remember, in 1969, that's the same year we first put a man on the moon. And so the space program was really cool then. And here we were looking ahead to 2001. Wow, that's 3 decades away, man. That's in the next century. That seemed so cool and so amazing. And maybe we would be able to get there. Sadly, we haven't because NASA lost funding and all the rest of the stuff. We don't to get into that, but that was a paradigm shifter. Then Star Wars was a paradigm shifter. Then maybe along the way you could argue that other movies like Avatar changed it. I mean, I know these are all space movies we're talking about, but that's where the technology really has pushed forward. And this movie, Gravity, is absolutely the next step of that evolution.
So I'm guessing you recommend this.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
So to experience the galaxy, would you say someone should go to the Galaxy Theater, Chesterfield, the mega screen?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to do it right.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to pencil this in, that's where I'm going to probably go.
Or Ronnie's, or I mean, any of the other theaters in the area that has a really big screen, that's where you want to see it. And by the way, you will not be alone this weekend. There are. I'm going to predict to you that this movie does $40 million this weekend, Joe.
Wow. I'll go ahead and I'll back that bet because I know the other big film opening this weekend.
Okay, let's get to that.
All right, so it's a movie called Runner, Runner. It is rated R. It's exactly 90 minutes long, and it stars Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck. Your story is from a director who did The Lincoln Lawyer, which isn't a bad film. The Lincoln Lawyer is a decent flick. It was written by the same people that wrote Rounders and Runaway Jury. So I go into this thinking, hey, Affleck is on fire. I think I like when I see Justin Timberlake on the screen. Mm-hmm. I just never added it all up till I saw the story unfold.
And they said this is based on a true story, too.
Loosely.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is a guy obsessed playing online poker. He loses his entire life savings playing online poker. He decides, instead of getting a job and making it better and earning his money back, he goes to find the online gaming entrepreneur who invented the game he was playing, played by Ben Affleck, to tell him, look, the fix is on, man. It's rigged. It's crooked. You've got a crooked game, and you've got a fix so that people like me can never really win when I know I have the ability to do so. So instead of there being a big confrontation, Affleck very smugly says, yeah, okay, sure, you're right. How would you like to work for me? You could be my right-hand man, be my number two. Basically, he finds the one guy that could expose him and decides to take him in on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the young guy now looking up to this kind of crooked guy older than him who's got everything this young kid wants. All the money, the lifestyle, everything. If this sounds kind of like Wall Street, it's because it kind of is. It's a lot like Paranoia, which I unfortunately had to review a few weeks back with Harrison Ford. Even Harrison Ford, even Gary Oldman couldn't save that suck fest. And I'm unfortunately informing you that Runner Runner is not a good film.
Oh.
Now listen, here's the problem. It reminded me of a movie that I don't think anybody remembers or even saw, starring Rene Russo, Al Pacino, Matthew McConaughey, called Two for the Money. It really reminded me of that, where Matthew McConaughey played a guy who was helping people with their bets and whatnot on the telephone.
He was a bookie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so he gets taken in by Al Pacino, and it's the same thing of, oh, you're all scraggly and rough around the edges. Here, let's clean you up. Let's give you all the women, the drugs, the lifestyle.
Yep.
And then suddenly you realize, oh, it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I have to take down the person who took me in.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in Runner Runner, Ben Affleck...
I saw that movie, by the way, too, for the money. You're right. It fits right into the Suckfest category.
Yes, it is definitely... Yeah, if we want to have a film festival, we could call Suckfest a film festival, raise money for charity, and let people watch abysmal films. And Runner Runner should be right at the top of the list.
Wow.
The problem is, and I figured it out, Justin Timberlake does work as a supporting character. He was in that movie Bad Teacher. He was in...
Social Network.
Yes, and in the Social Network, he didn't steal any scenes, but he held his own in a movie that you were already invested in. And so he's selling himself. He was doing good. He was doing very, very... Alpha Dog. Nobody saw Alpha Dog. Justin Timberlake was in it. Very good film. Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck. I am convinced now that Affleck is the next Eastwood, and he's brilliant in movies that he directs. Think about movies that Clint Eastwood has done in the last couple of decades that he didn't direct. And look at how they didn't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's directing himself, it's epic. Nobody will say anything bad about it. It's brilliant. Look at The Trouble with the Curve. Did Eastwood direct that?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
And it sucked. You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Gran Torino. Unbelievable premise. It worked. Everybody loved it. Oscar time. Everybody celebrates. So I'm so... Oh, I forgot to mention that during Runner Runner, when Justin Timberlake starts realizing something's up, it's because the FBI have contacted him. They're investigating. And now they want him to be a double agent to take down the person that took him in. Just like Wall Street. Okay?
Let me just jump in here a second, because I know a little bit about the whole online poker story. I was never a real online poker player. I prefer playing live poker. But I know some people who were involved in the online poker business. And I know plenty of people who played online poker. Ian and I have had discussions about this.
Right.
Because we both know people who have been involved in this. Some of them made a little bit of money, some of them didn't. What gave online poker a black eye, and this is before the government shut it down 2.5 years ago on what was called Black Friday, April 15th of 2011, what gave the online poker business a black eye was that players could never be 100% sure that the companies that they were dealing with were on the up and up. And there was one company in particular by the name of Ultimate Bet that was involved in a scandal where some of the people who were in charge of that website, and in particular one very crooked guy by the name of Russ Hamilton, he was playing online, and if you were playing online against him, what you didn't know was he could see your cards. And I'm here to tell you, poker is a lot easier if you know what the other guy has. And so he was ripping people off millions of dollars worth. Big, big, big games, big, big, big stakes, and he was the big, big, big winner. He eventually got run out. The company tried to reform itself into something legitimate. That Ultimate Bet name stayed around. They had another business called Absolute Poker that they bought out. That was run out of Costa Rica, which is where this movie Runner Runner probably takes place.
Amazing. You would know that.
Yeah. A lot of the online poker sites moved to Costa Rica. And Ben Mezrich, the guy who wrote Accidental Billionaires, which became The Social Network, and also wrote the book Bringing Down the House, which became the hit movie 21 about the MIT blackjack players. He wrote this book, and I interviewed him a few months ago when the book came out. He wrote a book about the guys who ran Absolute Poker in Costa Rica and became multimillionaires from it. And then there was a cheating scandal involving them, and they ended up being shut down by the government, as did others, not because of the cheating, but because it's against U.S. law, they claim, for these online companies to be offering online poker inside the United States. So even companies that were much more legitimate, like Poker Stars, are not operating in the United States anymore. They may eventually, if they can ever get legislation passed at the federal level, and they may eventually be able to do it on the state level. That's a whole other show for another day. But that's some background on this. There were some real crooks who were involved with some of these online poker companies, and some of them never got their comeuppance and got away with tens of millions of dollars that belong to other people. They can never come back to the United States. Some of them, however, never left the United States, like Russ Hamilton. He's been seen on golf courses in Las Vegas by people who he took money from. How'd you like to live that life? So I think that that was probably what was in the mind of these two guys, Koppelman and Levine, who made Rounders. And in Rounders, they showed that they know something about poker and the poker lifestyle and about poker players. But something must have gone wrong along the way. And I know for years, since that movie came out in 98 or 99, for 15 years, these guys have been bugged. When are you going to do Rounders 2? When are you going to do another poker movie? When are you going to do a sequel to that? When do we find out what happens to Matt Damon's character and Edward Norton's character and John Malkovich's character and John Turturro's character from Rounders? And they always said, well, you know, we're batting some ideas around. If this was the best thing they could come up with to turn it into a thing about online poker, which has really not been in the headlines for more than a couple of years here in the United States since Black Friday, I'm very, very disappointed in them. And I'm very disappointed to hear you say, I'm not disappointed in you, but I'm very disappointed to hear that your review puts this in the suck fest category.
Well, it does. Now, my brother was way into online poker for quite a long time, as well as real life poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Good poker player, by the way, your brother.
Thank you very much. I enjoy maybe watching him play from about, I don't know, 50 yards away. Otherwise, I'd have a panic attack if I was anywhere near him because he plays to win. He plays for real. I play for a bit of fun. And when it comes to, okay, Rounders, if you sat down Justin Timberlake's character at the same table as Matt Damon's in Rounders, he'd be smoked immediately because the way that they, I guess it's one of those things where I can't play pool, but I love the movie Pool Hall Junkies. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to play poker on the same level or even within the same zip code as my brother could. But this is the kind of movie where I would probably get punched in the face by my brother if I recommended that he watched it, because he would be so upset, because it's one of those things where, you know, you get a big time radio guy who's been in the business for decades, and then there's a movie about radio and you have to sit down and watch with this guy, and he nitpicks how he's not using his headphones right and the levels, and he's not even controlling his own board and all.
But it sounds to me like in this movie is not even just about getting the poker aspect right. I bet they did get some of the poker aspects right. You're telling me that the plot beyond that wasn't worthwhile.
The second it hits the fan and the FBI get involved, Ben Affleck's character turns into a very hammy, by-the-numbers, almost Bond villain, and it's just laughable because now it's all about the chase to take down the bad guy. Do a good movie. We've said Pool Hall Junkies is a great movie to recommend, and I still agree with that because that is a great movie about a pool shark and how you really can hustle people in a pool hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would love another Rounders, a real movie about poker where you're really in there. The movie 21... I still have not forgiven myself for watching the movie 21. It's just bad. It's just terrible. And what's the best we got besides Rounders? And if anybody says Maverick, turn off the radio, because I'm just not going to talk to you anymore.
Well, the best poker movie of all time was The Cincinnati Kid with Edward G. Robinson and Steve McQueen.
All right. Well,
and Tuesday Weld and Ann Margaret.
All right.
And Rip Torn.
And that'll never...
And Carl Malden.
And we're probably never going to get that again. You know why? Because that would take too long in a film because of the patience that you need, because of the buildup you need. I have had arguments with my brother over Casino Royale and the big, you know, the whole Texas Hold'em game and all that stuff.
You mean the James Bond Casino Royale a couple of years ago?
Because I'm watching it. That's the problem.
Poker is stupid.
I'm watching it as a guy who loves Bond who's thinking, wow, this is great. I know. I'll tell my brother Dave he should see this because I think he needs to get back into the James Bond movies. He got like halfway into one of the scenes with the cars. He was like, this is terrible. I'm not going to watch
it. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Right. So that's the reason why, though, is because if you're going to get real with it, if this movie had gotten real with it, then it wouldn't have been like this, you know, MTV quick cut type of thing where it's all about the chase. This is just, it's carbon copy plot points you've seen before. And it's a paint by numbers chase film that wants to be thrilling. I don't know why it got an R rating. I really don't. I tried to count the F-bombs. I counted one. So I don't know why this got an R rating. So I give Runner, I guess you use the same word twice in the title, so it gets a 2 out of 10. Runner, 2 out of 10. Complete deuce for
all
this
right.
weekend.
We're going to take a break. We're back with more showbiz stuff in a moment on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Apparently, there's a nasty accident, 270 around the Rock Road. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, we haven't quite made it up that far, Dan. We're going to head there in just a few minutes. But other traffic, you've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40 from Compton out through McCausland. You're crowded 170 through Clayton Warson, but then it really stacks up all the way out through Mason. You're heavy again as you approach the Boone Bridge. Looks like southbound 270 is slowing from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 40 was slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, that right lane, it is backed up onto the ramp of Highway 44. In the next report, I'll let you know about this accident when we get up there at 270 and St. Charles Rock Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. What happens when you combine St. Louis Bread Company's love of salads with their love of whole grains? Delicious happens. Try the new roasted turkey harvest wheat berry salad today only at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-700-5614 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss, pounds in days. It's all natural, safe, and healthy. But if your weight loss with AF Plus is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take it every other day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-700-5614. That toll-free number again is 1-800-700-5614.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot!
Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck!
Call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann. How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Ambaren.
Ambaren?
Yes. It's a hormone balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberen helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, joint and muscle aches, and other menopause symptoms.
Does it really work?
It really does. Listen to this. I didn't even realize how much difference getting rid of those symptoms makes. It's like a fog has been lifted, and I'm truly enjoying life again.
You make me want to try Amberen.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And if you want to try Amberen before you buy it, all you have to do is just ask them for a free sample.
Wow, free?
Yep, you can try Amberen free and feel amazing, just like me.
Call now and ask for your free sample of Amberen at 1-800-922-2910. That's 1-800-922-2910. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call right now. 1-800-922-2910. 1-800-922-2910.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-422-1482. Final Trim is a breakthrough in weight loss. Take two capsules just once a day and you can experience maximum weight loss, allowing you to shed pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking all-natural Final Trim just once a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482. That number again is 1-800-422-1482.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Use JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, post current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usejewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
The government shutdown, the debt ceiling, volatile stock markets, low interest rates. Are you concerned about preserving your assets and creating an income in these uncertain times?
Hi, this is Laurie and Ken Heisey. At Heisey Advisory Group, we specialize in asset preservation and income planning. Call us today at 314-909-1116 to schedule a no obligation consultation that will address your concerns. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group, financial security in any economy.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. I want to let you know that This Week in Real Estate will be on this Saturday at its regularly scheduled time, 3 in the afternoon. I look forward to you joining me as we traverse the real estate plains. Want to learn about buying? Want to learn about selling? Join me for This Week in Real Estate this Saturday at 3 in the afternoon. We'll have fun. We'll learn a lot. You'll learn how to save, buying, and selling. This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m., right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition here on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Eon the Peon, Dan Strauss, and Joe Hipperson. And we're talking about movies. I guess we should mention a guy whose work was turned into some major movies who died this week. His name is Tom Clancy, who wrote something like 17 or 18 books, sold 100 million copies, and created Jack Ryan, who first hit the screen with Alec Baldwin playing him in Hunt for Red October, which I think was the best of the movies based on the Tom Clancy books. What
I think
do you think?
Alec Baldwin was definitely the best guy to portray Jack Ryan. And I think that, yeah, okay, The Hunt for Red October, 1990, great film, amazing pace. And we've talked before about actors who choose to do an accent or not do an accent and the use of subtitles versus not subtitles. Hunt for Red October is a perfect example of how you do that. And we've discussed that before. You know, when they're talking Russian, they zoom in on the lips and they zoom out and they're talking English. And it doesn't matter if they do or don't do the Russian accent because you buy it. You believe it. I mean, the claustrophobia, everything. Hunt for Red October is perfectly paced. And Alec Baldwin nails the Jack Ryan part. And then 2 years later, we get Patriot Games.
Because Baldwin didn't want to play it anymore. They got Harrison Ford.
Well, Baldwin said to the guys that were putting it together, he said, look, I'm doing a stage production, work around my schedule, and I'm in. And they said no.
Oh, really? I thought he just didn't want to do it anymore.
No, he had a gig that he was committed to.
Streetcar?
Yes. It was a streetcar named Desire in 91. And he said, look, just please, I've already committed to this. I didn't know you were going to do the sequel so quick. And they said, yeah, we made tons of money. We want to make more. He said, well, work around me and I'll still do the role. They said, nah, it'll be a lot easier if we go with our first choice, which was Harrison Ford. And Harrison Ford passed on The Hunt for Red October. And you want to know why?
Why?
He said in an interview because the movie was more about Sean Connery's character than his. And he didn't want to do that.
Hmm.
Which, to me, I mean, come on, man, Harrison Ford. Sean Connery played second fiddle to him in Last Crusade, so why not do the same thing the year later?
True.
Either way, Harrison Ford takes on Patriot Games in 92. Red October was rated PG, Patriot Games was rated R.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty extreme R, too. And it's supposed to take place years after Hunt for Red October, yet somehow, I don't like the continuity, man. Jack Ryan, he's an analyst. Gets it over his head, does his very best, and Patriot Games had turned him into Indiana Jones in a suit. That's basically what he was doing. Cool revenge film, really neat IRA subplot, but in the end, I think Red October nails it, and Clear and Present Danger, which came out in 94, just further cements that Red October was the true winner. Because Clear and Present Danger was just a long dog, man.
Yeah.
It had one great scene, the SUV ambush. That was brilliant. Other than that, not a fan.
And I agree.
Then we wait, what, 8 years? And then we get The Sum of All Fears. And Ben Affleck is now taking over the Jack Ryan role.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, just take this how it is. James Earl Jones' character died, so we need someone else who's black, who has a good voice. So you get Morgan Freeman.
Right.
Which is a thinner version of the same character, basically.
Yep. You don't mean thin as an actor. You mean thin in terms of weight.
Yeah, in terms of weight. He even had the same glasses James Earl Jones wore when he was doing the movies.
Right.
I like the Tom Clancy films. I love the way they adapted The Hunt for Red October. And so did Tom Clancy. He actually disconnected and disassociated himself from Patriot Games because he couldn't stand how they altered his script.
Now, why isn't we haven't had another movie, or maybe we have, and I just missed it or didn't pay attention after Summer of All Fears, which, by the way, had a pretty good nuclear explosion scene with the helicopter being blown sideways by the shockwave.
And then you're in the hospital, and you see all the glass just fly everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty well done, but we haven't. Has there been one since then?
Yes. There is one right around the corner, and they're talking about maybe pushing it back, maybe because of the death of Tom Clancy. It was slated to hit us on Christmas of this year. It is called Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, starring Hollywood's go-to reboot boy, Chris Pine, where we're basically now going all the way back again, just like they did in The Sum of All Fears, to reboot the character of Jack Ryan.
You mean the way they did with Chris Pine as Captain Kirk in Star Trek to reboot that thing?
Yeah, they dropped the trailer. The official trailer for Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit was leaked yesterday. It looks like the Bourne Kirk identity, okay? Because Chris Pine, I figured this out. You watch Chris Pine in any film, he's got one method of acting, and that is what he did for Captain Kirk. He does the same. Find the trailer. Find the trailer, friends, YouTube, whatever. Do what you got to do. There's a scene, a fight scene in the bathroom, completely ripped off of the James Bond Casino Royale fight scene, in my opinion. And in that fight scene, he jumps out at some guy, and he goes, "Rawr!" He does this really weird facial expression. Well, I went back. It's the same expression he does in every single fight scene in the Star Trek movies. He's got one method of acting, and that's fine for Pine. Worked for Shatner. I just don't know whether he's the right guy. They didn't do anything different with his hair. They didn't do anything different with anything about him. It looks like Kirk as Jack Ryan. The cool little bit in this is that one person who turned down the role of Jack Ryan way back in the day, Kevin Costner, is also in this film as well.
Really?
He's basically the Gordon Gekko to Jack Ryan.
Here's a guy who's really making a career. You talk about people who should play supporting roles like Justin Timberlake. Here's a guy who's made a pretty good career as a supporting actor, as his second career. Kevin Costner was a huge star for many, many years and then drowned in Waterworld.
Well, he didn't realize his star was fading. He didn't realize he needed to adapt.
And then it faded for, I don't know, can we say 10 years maybe? He didn't really do anything that was that good and then came back?
Well, yeah, I think unfortunately Waterworld, where he drinks his own urine, has gills and everything else, and Dennis Hopper's all hopped up on God knows what, that was just a mistake. And then the followed up with 10 hours of a movie called The Postman. Only good scene in that was when Tom Petty showed up. That was kind of cool. But outside of that, he really got overindulgent with what he was doing.
But now he's got a career where he appears in other people's movies. He plays not a bit part, but a supporting character.
And it's solid.
Yeah.
And
he's a good actor.
No, he is. He's a good actor because you automatically, in kind of the same respect with George Clooney, you automatically like the guy.
And this guy can continue to have a career where it was always going to be, you know, when he was the pretty boy in Hollywood, you know, especially after Dances with Wolves and Field of Dreams, he was going to be the guy who was going to, this guy's going to be a movie star forever. He has the look, he has the ability and all that sort of stuff. You know what? Now he's going to be an actor forever.
Well,
and sometimes that's a good thing.
No, it is. I think you're right. Hollywood is like, hey, man, Kevin Costner's the man. He can do no wrong. And then we enter Kevin Costner doing his English accent in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes.
It sounds exactly like this. Hi, I'm Robin Hood. I mean, that is the most abysmal accent. And a lot of people thought, oh, no, they're trying to get it good for the American audience. No, they weren't. He has actually said, yeah, that was the worst accent I ever tried to do. He was really trying to do an accent.
Okay, worst English accent. Kevin Costner in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
I knew you were going to say that.
Which one?
It has to be Kevin Costner.
No.
At least Dick Van Dyke.
Even Dick Van Dyke says it was the worst one.
But at least it's an accent.
You know, I heard an interview recently with Dick Van Dyke where he said, do you know that at one point when Sean Connery was going to be giving up the role of James Bond, they actually came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in talking about it. And he said in the interview, he said, did you not see Mary Poppins and hear my accent there? If I ever try to play another British person again, I'd be run out of the business.
Again, at least it is an accent. That's my point.
Okay.
It's a terrible accent. It's worse than the voice actors they got for Yellow Submarine, but at least it's an accent. Whereas Kevin Costner, hi, I'm Robin Hood. See, that's just you can't do that, especially when you're going up against Hans Gruber, man. You just don't do that.
That's true.
And Michael Wincott. Where the heck is he?
I don't know who that is.
I'm the sheriff's cousin. The guy with the long hair, the long black hair. He was the bad guy in The Crow. He was the sheriff's cousin in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. He was at the go-to bad guy in the early 90s. And then he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Never to be heard from again. I'd like to find Michael Wincott one day. Guy's got one of the coolest voices ever.
Okay.
That was a terrible impression.
All right, we're all out of time for showbiz stuff, but let's get to what's happening in the nightclubs this weekend.
Here we go. Starting tonight, we've got Bone Daddy at Turner's on Main, Hollywood 5 at Patrick's, Gutter Priest playing over at A-Pop Records, The Lonely Biscuits are at the Gramophone, Triceratops on stage at Schlafly Taproom, Black Dude playing the Foobar, the VCRs at Old Rock House, Kids and Chemicals playing over at Plush, the Lumineers, kids, they're over at Chaffetz Arena tonight, Chevelle at the Pageant, Plaid Dragon at Off-Broadway, and if it's your cup of tea, Louis Black is at the Peabody Opera House tonight. Tomorrow, DJ Who will be over at Handlebar.
Who?
DJ Who.
Who?
There we go. Booty Grabbers Delight will be playing at Cherokee on Saturday. Pet Rock the Musical is playing Livery Company. Living Room Lava at Mangia Italiano. Rusty Nail at the Schlafly Tap Room. Bones, Jugs, and Harmony are playing the Gramophone on Saturday.
Is that the original Harmony?
No, it's different. Jason and the Punk Necks are over at the Demo. Manifest is at Fubar. I Am Dynamite, all is one word. I Am Dynamite over at Pops. And Margaret Cho in town tomorrow night to play the Pageant. And last but not least,
I think Chris Rock is playing tomorrow night also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Everyone kind of went by me. I apologize for that.
No, it's Chris Tucker. Never mind.
Well, then who cares?
Because for Chris Rock, you'd have to pay big money. For Chris Tucker, I think it's $18.
Yeah. And that's what they pay you to watch him say the same thing over and over again. All right, I got five concerts. One is fake. The other four are absolutely real. Are we ready to play?
We are.
Ready. Jesus Chrysler, Friday at Fubar. Rappin' Latin, Saturday at Firebird. Holy Communion Jazz, Friday at the Wine Press. Heart Punch, Saturday at Lemons. Hog Bitch, Friday at the Way Out Club.
I'm going Hog Bitch.
I'll go Heart Punch.
I'm going Jesus Chrysler.
Once again, I prove that I'm smarter than everybody in the studio audience. It was Rappin' Latin.
Rappin' Latin.
That's right. Jesus Chrysler is an actual band. And so is Hog Bitch, Heart Punch, and Holy Communion Jazz. So if you want to use Rappin' Latin, you can. Just give me credit in the liner notes. I'm Joe Hipperson. I am out, but I'll talk to you next week for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Nice job, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Show's brought to you by Oreck, 7 locally owned and operated stores in the St. Louis area and online at OREC.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and see what Tim Weiland sees, Tim.
Well, this accident's on southbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. It had a couple of lanes blocked, several emergency vehicles there, and you're backed up approaching 370.
down through the Rock Road. Also on westbound 40, you're going to be, tell you what, you're going to be stop and go traffic in pockets from about Compton all the way out through the Boone Bridge. You're also heavy approaching 94 out to west of Highway K. And then westbound 70, looks like we're slowing down right around Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You're heavy again from Highway A through Wentzville Parkway. People leaving town, headed to the lake or down to Mizzou, wherever they're going. Southbound 270 has stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, you're slow from Kings Highway through Elm in some pockets there. You're also heavy again between Mirage and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. What happens when you combine St. Louis Bread Company's love of salads with their love of whole grains? Delicious happens. Try the new roasted turkey harvest wheat berry salad today, only at St. Louis Bread Company. From the goal, or with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Mizzou's second season in the Southeastern Conference begins Saturday with an important road game at Vanderbilt. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Tomorrow, the Tigers travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. Coverage begins at 4:30, kickoff is at 6:30. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Growing Green St. Louis is a good news report. I'm Gene Ponzi with the Green Story, Sundays, 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you. How about those Cardinals?
Yeah.
How about those Cardinals?
How about the Rams?
A recent study says that some dogs are emotional eaters. How about that?
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, opposed to the dogs that try to follow the food pyramid.
Where does kibble go?
Another study out concerning food says that bacon and fresh bread are the favorite smells of Americans. Yeah. Which is why this morning, instead of putting on cologne, I just rubbed my neck with a BLT. Strange look for that one. As the government shutdown continues and visitors are finding closed signs at the Statue of Liberty, the Smithsonian, other parks and historic sites. However, Congress wants everybody to know that their lobby... I screwed it up. Let me try it again. Hang on. Take two. Hold on. I don't do this very often.
We'll edit that out. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. However, Congress wants lobbyists to know their offices remain open for business. That's what I thought,
yeah. That was worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. And finally, this Tropical Storm Karen charging toward the Gulf Coast. It's a bad time to have a government shutdown. Apparently, all the National Weather Service forecasts are being made by Joe Biden. Very careful out there. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
Coming up right after the 5 o'clock news, your chance to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.